Hello, everyone, and welcome to On Point with Bishop Robert G. Rudolph. On Point, keeping you focused in the right direction. I want to thank everyone for tuning in for this episode. Today, we're going to talk about another kind of Christmas coming from the Old Testament, the book of Leviticus. Bishop Robert G. Rudolph, the one, the only. How you doing today?
Brother, I'm doing fine. How are you doing on this wonderful and fine day?
I am doing just wonderful, Bishop. As they say, another day that the Lord has made. And this one, I'm going to rejoice in this one.
That's it. We're going to rejoice, brother.
We're going to rejoice. And again, I'm going to rejoice. Praise be to
God. You're going to start preaching after a while.
No, this is your show. I'm just guiding it along. I'm just guiding it along, and I'm looking forward to hearing today's episode dealing with another kind of Christmas. And at this time, I'll put it in your hands to lead us in a word of prayer and then start the teaching today, Bishop.
Lord, we thank you for this opportunity, yet another chance to minister your word to your people. Now, God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer, in Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Well, Mr. Speaker, we are talking about Christmas, and I want to talk about another kind of Christmas, because when you deal with not only Christmas, but you deal with the holidays throughout the Bible, you will find out that Christmas is a Christian holiday. It is. As we celebrate our Christmas holidays, it would be a good idea to look at the Old Testament, and particularly in Leviticus 23, and you can see how God designed the holidays, or should I say, holy days. And that's a podcast within itself. The holidays are holy days for his people. And you have to understand what the holy days really meant to the children of Israel. So let's go to Leviticus 23 and 22. I'm going to read this particular verse of scripture, and it reads as thus: "And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field when thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleaning of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and to the stranger. I am the Lord your God." All right. Now, that's as far away from Christmas in the commercial sense as you would think, because Christmas truly is about giving. But when God talks to the children of Israel in the book of Leviticus, and he talks about how neither shalt thou gather any gleaning of thy harvest, thou shalt leave them unto the poor and to the stranger. I am the Lord your God. So let's talk about the purpose of a so-called Christmas as it relates to Christians. First of all, you got to understand that when we are celebrating Christmas, we are really celebrating worship. If you look at the book of Leviticus, throughout several passages of scripture in Leviticus 23, and it talks about the feast of the Lord, it talks about proclaiming the holy convocations, and it talks about all of these things that you're supposed to do, 6 days of work, and then that one day, that Sabbath of rest. It is a day of worship. We need to be very thankful for the worship that God has allowed us to experience on the day of Christmas. On this day, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, but before we celebrate with family and friends, let us remember the feast of the Lord, special days for extended worship, and special days for extended praise. So all day on Christmas morning, not only should we open up our presents, but all day on Christmas morning, we need to be worshiping our Savior, Jesus Christ, and thanking God that his son was born for the sins of the world, to take away the sins of the world. So worship. Now, how do you have a good Christmas? Well, you worship. How do you have a good Christmas? Well, you also rest. The Bible speaks in Leviticus 23, when he talks about the holy days, and he talks about the various holidays or the holy days, he talks about the fact that these were days when normal work activities were suspended. According to Leviticus 23, his holy days, on his holy days, people did not work. They worshiped, but they did not work. And that might be the reason why many restaurants or many businesses are closed on certain holidays or closed on maybe even Sundays, because their normal work activities were just suspended. So not only do you worship on Christmas, on this particular holiday, not only do you rest on Christmas, this particular holiday, but my last point that I'd like to bring to you in Leviticus 23 also, it talks about teaching our children and helping our children to understand what this holy day or what this holiday is all about. So teaching children about God is extremely important on Christmas morning or any holiday. And that is important because the children see the trees and they see the toys under the trees. They see the trees of Christmas, and we need to give them the truth about Christmas. It's not about Santa Claus. It's not about you being naughty or nice. It's not about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, although I love that name, Rudolph. It's not about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, not about Frosty the Snowman, but it is about God sending his son to die, to being born to die for the sins of the world. And it's one thing to place your children on Santa's lap, but it's another thing to place them at the feet of Jesus. That'll preach right there. That'll preach.
Hallelujah. That'll preach right there.
Don't place them on Santa's lap, but put them at the feet of Jesus. It's important for them to understand that if it were not for the Son of God, we would not have anything to celebrate, but we celebrate because he was born on this day. So just in my conclusion, I just want to let everybody know, let's make Christmas not a holiday, but let's make Christmas a holy day. Let's do that, because Jesus really is the reason for the season in this Christmas holiday.
Amen. A Christmas holy day instead of a holiday. Stop worrying about all the gifts and let's celebrate Jesus by worshiping, resting, and teaching our children about the true meaning of Christmas. That is wonderful. And that is just straight, and it's to the point. And I love that, by putting them at the feet of Jesus, then on the lap of Santa Claus. Oh, that right there. Oh my goodness. I'm just going to put it in your hands to close out on the day. I have nothing else to say, Bishop.
Well, God is good. Let us pray. Father, again, we thank you for this day and thank you for the opportunity to say a word concerning this holy day of Christmas. Now, God, let us understand the true meaning of Christmas and let us celebrate it each and every day, not just during this time of the year, but each and every day, the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He was born to die for the sins of the world. And God, we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And we truly thank you, Bishop, for your insightful and informative teaching. You've been listening to On Point with Bishop Robert G. Rudolph. Please visit the website at robertgrudolph.org. That's robertgrudolph.org. The podcast is also available on the Apple platform. And please share this with everyone that you know, because everyone can learn from these teachings. Once again, you've been listening to On Point with Bishop Robert G. Rudolph. On Point, keeping you focused in the right direction.